This is Rockstar Weekly.
I'm gonna show you all the money that I'll make without the stuff you throw in my face.
Hey, this is Lane
and Mike from Alice in Chains.
What's up? This is Mark from Blink-182.
This is Chad from Nickelback.
This is Adam from Maroon 5.
This is Dave Mustaine from Megadeth.
Hello, this is Neil Peart of Rush.
This is Rob Halford, the metal god from Judas Priest on Rockstar Weekly. Turn it up.
This is Rockstar Weekly. Here's Dan.
Welcome. If you're looking for Canada's hottest rock show, you've come to the right place. We have some new music on the way from Italian rockers Rhyme, American rock and rollers Great White, German goth rockers The Other, and we'll listen to some tracks from Toronto rockers Harbinger. We also chat with Gunnar Nelson from Nelson, who had a string of hits in the early 90s. But first, let's dive into some new tracks from British hard rockers 10. Here's the song Game of Hearts from the album Heresy and Creed, kicking off this edition of Rockstar Weekly.
It's a gamble at extreme emotion, the psychology of sacrifice. When this love is such a game to you and I, this roulette could put us 10 feet under. I suspect the gun is loaded twice. Spin the barrel and embrace the truth in lies. So lay your cards down and show your hand now. With passion on, just let your head down, step out of that gown and make my heart pound. Yeah, yeah, it makes me wonder if I'm a victim of a loaded dice. Yeah, it makes me wonder if love will tear us both apart tonight. Yeah, it makes me wonder if I'm defenseless in the candlelight. Step out of that gown and make my heart pound.
bow down because you're not worthy. This is Rockstar Weekly.
There's Canadian metal band Anvil and the title track from their latest album, Juggernaut of Justice, on Rockstar Weekly. The band has just entered the studio to record their 15th album, Hope in Hell, for a spring release. Italy's Rhyme came in before that. In our album spotlight, we take a look at some tracks from Toronto rockers Harbinger. Fans of the band Scarlet Sins will already know that guitarist Christina Bishop is a member of this great Toronto act. Starting us off, A Killing Joke from Harbinger in our album spotlight on Rockstar Week.
Any of your fault.
Have your say at rockstarweekly.com.
Harbinger in our album spotlight on Rockstar Weekly with a Bloodletting, Overdraft, and a Killing Joke before that. On to some new music now with the latest from rockers Great White with their new vocalist Terry Ilou from XYZ. This is Hard to Say Goodbye, Great White on Rockstar Weekly.
Sometimes when you cry, I can feel your pain. Sometimes when you cry, your smile still remains. Believe me when I tell you, when I'm miles away, you're always on my mind. I remember the look in the eyes of a child, asking when are you coming back again. Please, please.
rock on. This is Rockstar Weekly.
German goth rockers The Other and the cool track Puppet on a String. They sound like a new up-and-coming replacement for aging Marilyn Manson. This week we had a chance to chat with Gunnar Nelson from the band Nelson, who had a string of hits in the early 90s and almost seemed to disappear shortly after. But the band actually never broke up. They just focused their energy to other countries that loved their style of rock. We asked Gunnar if he thought hard rock is back in full force in North America.
I think the cream always rises to the top. I think, like any other art form, there's a lot of melodic hard rock out there that sucks. You know, that's not very good. I think there are a lot of bands out there that don't put any time or attention into the songwriting, which is really kind of a shame. They focus more on attitude and image than on quality. And the bands that I always listen to were bands that will never go away. Were bands like Heart and Queen and Boston and Foreigner and Bad Company. You know, people who could really sing and people who could really write great songs. And I don't think that is ever going to go out of fashion. And I do have to say that I've been listening to music more and more on the radio lately that, you know, features that kind of styling, that, you know, very guitar-driven but yet very melodic music with great identifiable singers and wonderful songs. I'm hearing a lot more of that now. I don't think there's ever going to be a time, again, and probably it's probably a good thing, where, you know, people are wearing Bon Jovi fringe and you know, headscarves and stuff. It's not going to be like a mass sort of thing. And I think that's okay. I'm happy to say that I was around for the first go-around of all that stuff, and I lived on the Sunset Strip when that whole lifestyle was happening. I don't think that 80s music is going to be a lifestyle for the masses ever again. But I do think that the appreciation for really great melodic hard rock has never died and will always be there.
Moving
That's Day by Day from Nelson on Rockstar Weekly. We asked frontman Gunnar Nelson if there was a fan that stood out over the years.
Well, there was a young lady who was following Nelson back in the day off of our first tour. Her name was Erin Vallowie, and she was a cancer patient at the hospital, and she was our biggest fan. And to make a long story short, she was somebody that we kept in really close contact with throughout the entire tour. And she obviously didn't make it. And I never forgot her. It was it's an odd story, but to make a long story short, she waited to die on our birthday, so we'd never forget her. And kind of in her honor, I wanted to work with St. Jude and try to raise as much funding as I can for them. There's a wonderful hospital. It's based in Memphis, Tennessee. It's a research hospital that shares its research with everyone. So it's not the kind of thing where it's like a research hospital that tries to trademark or copyright any of their findings and then sell it or license it to other people. They freely give whatever they find to any hospital or doctor that wants to learn from them. And they never turn any child away based on an inability to pay. No child is ever turned aside. So, I mean, with a place like that, and with someone like Erin in my past, it seemed like a really natural marriage. And they just do great work there.
A million falling tears, and who they're for.
That's Nelson with Kicking My Heart Around on Rockstar Weekly. We asked Gunnar Nelson about the band's positive lyrics.
Yeah, we're pretty positive guys. You know, in my old age now, I'm not ashamed of that anymore. I think that's a good thing. You know, it was weird when we first came out. We were guys that weren't really competing with the other bands that were trying to get the fans in black t-shirts there who were all down on life and all that stuff at the shows. I mean, we started making music to get girls. And I think in general, girls are more positive than guys are anyways. So, I mean, I suppose that it was just kind of a natural thing that our music really leaned that way. But, you know, plus I've always been raised to believe that attitude is everything. And if you have a great attitude, your life's going to be a whole lot better. I know it sounds trite, but it's really true.
Nelson and You're All I Need Tonight on Rockstar Weekly. We took a look in our history books and remembered that back in 1984, Motley Crue singer Vince Neil was involved in a car crash that killed passenger Nick Dingley, also known as Razzle, the drummer from Hanoi Rocks. and he also injured two others in the accident. Neil would spend 20 days in jail and pay $2.6 million in compensation. Remembering Razzle and Hanoi Rocks, here's a classic. This one's for rock and roll. Hanoi Rocks on Rockstar Weekly. Rocks on Rockstar Weekly. That's it this week. Thanks for listening. Be sure to visit our website at rockstarweekly.com for more of Canada's hot rock. We'll be back next week. Same rock time, same rock channel. I'm Dan Savoy reminding you to live like a rock star.
Hey! Tell your dad, I know you're doing a rock star. Your private school got you this far. I'm gonna show you all the money that I'll make without the stuff you throw in my face.